G'day everyone. I've missed a couple of audio boos in the last little while. And frankly, at the end of today, I didn't really feel that inclined to do one today, but I thought I might do one basically to talk about why I don't feel like doing one and what's just been happening. A bit of a catch up on my own personal life rather than some of the more substantial topics I've been talking about lately here on Audio Boo. We've been very busy at work. I'm currently working for a company. It's a company that manufactures art for clients, for government departments, for councils, all that sort of thing. We've got a foundry. I'm part of the pattern making area, and we do some pretty damn cool work, actually, and I've been enjoying working there. It's frankly the best work I can get in Brisbane outside of the film industry, and the film industry work is rather fickle. As a matter of fact, just a moment ago I hung up from a phone call from the union. When I've been in the film industry, and previously I've actually been a member of the union, mind you, a very long time ago, 10 years ago, and they just called me up basically trying to rally some support. I understand what's happening there, out there trying to stop the major production companies from screwing the technicians down, as they've been doing for many years. Basically, the wages are pretty similar to what they were 12, 13 years ago, and they're just trying it on harder and harder all the time, putting more pressure on everybody. I had a huge rant about that when I was working on the Wolverine last year. And the pressure's on their crew, because the pressure's on the production companies, because the film industry, the whole world of making movies is changing, and it's completely different to the way it was even 15 years ago, when it was very lucrative for everybody. Also, the Australian dollar's high. It's come back a fair bit, but it's still 90 US cents. But it's nothing like the 60-odd cents that it was back when I was working on The Matrix. And the film industry is struggling. I did a little audio boo last November about meeting the Greens Senator, Christine Milne, and basically saying to her, when she asked me how to fix the problem, she wasn't just asking me, she was asking lots of people. I just happened to be the one in the workshop at the time. And I said, listen, the film industry's over. It's gone. It's a job. It's not a career. Not like it was back in the day. And it's just dying a slow death. And I think it's the same for a lot of manufacturing, including where I'm working. The work that we're doing at the moment is now being subcontracted out, a lot of it to China. They've actually got their own manufacturing operation in China, and we're starting to do more and more of the prototypes. They're called marquettes in the art industry. Basically a scale model of it, and then it goes to China to actually be manufactured, because manufacturing's dying. And that's not an unusual story. For those of you in the UK, you've heard that story for a very long time. I know the same's happening in the US. So manufacturing is well and truly in decline, because the third world countries, and the big one of course is China, is taking the lion's share of that work. Also, there's new technologies coming through. I've mentioned before that 3.5 of my careers have been usurped by modern technologies, CAD drafting, rapid prototyping, and what's happening very, very soon at the moment even is 3D printing. And it's going to just completely take away even more manufacturing. But not completely. I've still got work. Maybe there'll be enough to see me to retirement if I need it, if I don't make it work in the digital realm, where I really would rather it works, because that's definitely where it's all going to happen, is in the world of digital technologies. But the last few days we've been very busy, because we've had a dog and pony show, as I call it. Major client, which is a petrochemical company, is getting a huge art piece put into their foyer, and they've built a prototype in the workshop. Now, the prototype is a 5-metre cube room with mirror. We've put fully polished, mirrored stainless sheets on the ceiling and one wall, and the art piece sits in front of it. The idea of the mirror is to try and create the appreciation of how the space will look when it's actually in the real space over in the US at the head office. And in order to get ready for this show that is happening tonight, actually, in about an hour's time from when I'm recording this, we've had to clean up the workshop. Now, the workshop is very much a medium, heavy industry, industrial workshop. We've got a couple of big 5-ton overhead cranes. We've got lots of grinding, welding, linishing machinery. We've got a couple of furnaces for smelting metals, aluminium and bronze. It's not heavy industry. It's not shipbuilding. It's not that big. We probably don't manufacture anything over a couple of ton. And we manufacture lots of things that are maybe, you know, a fraction of a ton. So it's medium heavy, not heavy. But it's very much an industrial workplace. You know, there's yellow lines on the concrete, which we had to redo yesterday, and we've had to sweep the whole place out and sort out the storeroom. And first time in my life, we vacuumed the workshop floor, the entire workshop. We've got three vacuum cleaners in, and we vacuumed the whole place. A huge amount of work, and just, you know, I've never seen anything like it. And I thought, yeah, what the hell is going on? Yeah, why is this so important? But it's a pretty big job, and if they win it, it'll be a lot of work for probably China, like I said. But it's money that'll go into the coffers of the company. And yeah, it hasn't been challenging work, but it has been exhausting work. And I think it's because of the buzz and the vibe and the panic and the, we've got to put on our good face. And when the people who were involved came through, we were told that we had to wear safety glasses for the couple of hours they were going to be around, and gloves. And yeah, I have a contempt for workplace health and safety. Not that I have unsafe work practices, I just think that workplace health and safety issues have gone way too far. Definitely jumped the shark, in my opinion. There's not a lot of room for being self-responsible these days, which I have a real problem with. But that's another rant that I might do another time. But we've just been sort of jumping through all these hoops for this dog and pony show, and it's been frankly exhausting, and we've just been putting in a fair bit of effort for it, and I just haven't felt like doing one of my more esoteric, philosophical, thought-provoking audio booths. That's why I'm having this rave with you right now. And I do have a list of more topics, and frankly I've really quite enjoyed putting the list together. So maybe even after Audio Mo is over, this month is over, and I might continue to dream up topics and have a bit of a rave about some of my pet topics on Audio Mo, on Audio Boo, because Audio Mo will be over, just to help me get my thoughts out there. It is good to speak to you, even though I know it's a one-way conversation, but it is very nice to put my thoughts in words and try to express it clearly. In doing so, I find that the ideas I have become a little bit more succinct. So that's what I've been doing the last couple of days, and it's just been, you know, frankly exhausting, and I've been flopping when I get home. But tomorrow's a half day. I'll knock off and come home and maybe have a quick nana nap in the afternoon, and maybe get out and punch a couple of audio boos out tomorrow afternoon. We'll see what happens if things don't blow out. I might even have next week off. I've been told that they may not have work for me next week, which wouldn't hurt me to have a week off. It'd be good. Unlike some other people, I'm working for the man these days, and I really do miss having the independence of being a person who doesn't necessarily work for the man like I did for all those years. Anyway, we'll see how things pan out tomorrow, and I'll talk to you then. Catch you around later, hey? Bye-bye.